Okay, I thought it'd be kind to come back with where we started in the world of Cook, but to be able to talk about an idea which I think is very, very important, and I imagine on some level it's appropriate for this time of year. Many of us, or we all, are in the world of Eretz Yisrael right now. The world of Eretz Yisrael is associated with a particular brand of Talmud Torah. Chazal tell us in Torah, Ketores Eretz Yisrael. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael is in many ways unique. It is in many ways unparalleled. Eretz Yisrael is a land, certainly for the Kuzari and for many others, associated with the world of Nevuah, of prophecy. Then Eretz Yisrael or a Nevuah about Eretz Yisrael. There's something unique in terms of what can take place, in terms of what can take place there. Chazal tells the Gemara in Bava Basra that Avira Da'ara Machkim, that those who are in Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael is able to bring a certain kind of insight, that it can bring a certain kind of Chachma. What exactly that means is an intriguing question and debate amongst many of the Rishonim. But we know that the Eretz Yisrael is unique, not only, again, in that it's a land of greater Kedusha, but its greater Kedusha is somewhat tied to it being a place of higher quality Talmud Torah. Eretz Yisrael is the place where smicha can be given. Eretz Yisrael is the place where a person could become an official rabbi, not like what we have nowadays, which is not the same thing. That there's something very, very powerful about Eretz Yisrael, very, very powerful about the kind of Torah which can be produced dafka in Eretz Yisrael. There is a line in the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara speaks about, I don't even have a Gemara here in front of me. The Gemara speaks a little bit about an idea of darkness. And the Gemara, commenting there, tells us that it's speaking about the people from Bavel and what Bavel is about and what the Bavli is about. It's a very famous Gemara because of a comment of Tosfos here. But the Gemara tells us that Bavli is Belula, Bimikra, Uva Mishnah, Uva Talmud, a certain kind of connection. Chazal, though, darshan from the Pasuk, the Pasuk in Eicha, Bimachashakim, Hoshivani, Kimese Olam. There's a certain kind of like darkness associated with something. And Amr Birmiya, Zet Talmud Shel Bavel. Talmud Shel Bavel is something which is, as Rashi explains, She'ein Nochim Ze'em Ze'ev, Talmudim Sipet Biyadim. There's a certain kind of lack of clarity, a certain kind of darkness, a certain kind of question which takes place in the world of Talmud Bavli, describing an element of Talmud Bavli which we all know, which is that things are not always as clear in the Gemara. Things in the Gemara often are surrounded with a degree of machlokas. And in many ways, we have this model of a Torah of Eretz Yisrael, of an Avira Da'ara, which is Machkim, of an Ein Torah Ketores Eretz Yisrael, of a Smicha taking place in Eretz Yisrael, of being a place of Nevuah. And we have this world of Bavel, where it's, Chazal say, it's a little bit of a mixture. It's Belula, Bemikra, Bemishnah, of a Talmud. It's a mixture of everything, where there's a certain kind of lack of clarity that takes place in Talmud Bavli. And part of the question, which is an intriguing question, is what exactly, wherein lies the difference between Bavli, the world of Chutz La'aretz and that kind of Torah, and the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah of Yerushalmi, the Torah of a certain kind of clarity? What exactly is the difference? We're going to speak about two Mahalchim. One Mahalch is going to be the Mahalch of Rav Kook, who spoke at length about Torah's Eretz Yisrael. The other is going to be Rav Kook's great Rebbe, the Netziv, in Kidmas HaEmek, and the Netziv's Hakdama to his commentary in the Sheiltos, a very, very famous and well-known Sefer. And we're going to see two different Mahalchim, which I think are going to be very, very important. Rav Kook understands in many, many, many places that there is a profound difference between the Torah of Eretz Yisrael and the Torah of Chutz La'aretz. Rav Kook understands as an example, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is a higher quality Torah. It is in many ways a better Torah. It is the ultimate kind of Torah. It is, understands Rav Kook, based on this Gemara and others, an interesting distinction. He says, you know, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is a Torah where a person has enough clarity, part of the Avira Da'ara Machkim, the unique brand of Torah of Eretz Yisrael, is that one can gain insight into the klalim. That we know in the world of learning, sometimes there are overriding principles, there are klalim, and then there are all of the different details which come up in the halachic process. Rav Kook understands that it is dafka in Eretz Yisrael where a person can have a certain kind of insight to be able to feel haruach haklali, the certain kind of a broader perspective where they can see the underlying or the sweeping yesodos or principles which can impact everything. As many of us know, just as far as our own learning, we understand the principles well in an organized way. Then we also understand the details in a substantive and organized way. It's the way that things go along. It's the way that things sort of come up and develop themselves. Rav Kook understands that is the difference. It is the difference. And Eretz Yisrael, uvazehi mechulekas mishel chutz la'aretz, or it's a Torah Yud Gimel Vav. This is part of the difference for Rav Kook. Chutz la'aretz is the opposite. part of the lack of clarity of Chutz La'aretz is that it's a world in the world of learning in Chutz La'aretz which lacks that same degree of clarity, which is very much focused on individual details. It's very much focused on just amassing a mess of Belula, B'mikra, B'mishnah, B'talmud. It's all over there, and it becomes a different kind of challenge. For Rav Kook, we're striving towards a Torah of Eretz Yisrael. That is what we are really, that's what we're really hoping for, and that is what we are really searching for. The Netziv, in a way which is beyond brilliant, I find to be incredibly compelling and fascinating, argues that while it is true that there are advantages to the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, as far as its clarity, as far as its chachma, in Chutz La'aretz, the Torah of Bavel is a little bit of a mess and a mixture of different things, suggests the Netziv, but in truth, the product of one who goes through the world of Chutz La'aretz, will be stronger and better than one who merely goes to Eretz Yisrael. Why is that so? For the exact same Gemara in Mesechta Sanhedrin. Says Netziv as follows. Imagine as an example. He quotes a mashal based on a medrash. We'll try to give a little different one just to highlight or express the point. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael is a Torah like connected to the world of Nevuah. That a person has a question and they are given a degree of clarity. Is it mutter? Is it usher? So there's svarim like that, which tell you mutter, usher. They'll tell you straight up if it's mutter. It's like a newer kind of svarim historically. You know, mutter, mutter. That's it. No makoros, no rayas. Just, it is what it is. And there are people who give halacha shiurim like that. You know, it's like this you can do, this you can't do, this you can do, this you can't. That in many ways like the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. It'll be correct. The psak will be correct. But one who goes through the process of learning that Torah, it's going to be very hard to argue that person's been built in any really significant way. They've learned the Torah. They've seen the answers to questions. They know this is mutter, this is aser. They know the halacha here, the halacha there. But it's very hard to argue that that person has developed, grown, and become into something which is at all, you know, so math. They have access to great information. They have access to answers. If your father is a very prominent posek, and he never tells you why, you always have access to what to do. That is in many ways the world of a Torah Eretz Yisrael, Vavira Dara Machkem. It's very, very clear, and it's very, very good, and the answers will be more accurate. But, points out the Netziv, there is one major advantage in a world of darkness. There is one major advantage to a world that is Balul, B'mikra, B'mishna, U'v'Talmud. And that is that when there's a question which comes up in the world of the Torah of Chutz La'aretz, in the world that doesn't have Nevuah, when a question comes up, you're going to have to fight, and you're going to have to struggle. And it's going to feel a little bit dark, and it's going to be, as Chazal say, Talmud Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Divrei Torah are Aniyim B'Makom Echad and Ashirim B'Makom Acher. I'm going to have to look a little bit in Zekuk of Omedes and Kiddushin and a little bit in Sotan Daf Yiches or in Yevamos and Daf Tzadi Beis. That it can't be understood without looking at an entire picture and working really hard. And says Netziv, the whole world of Pilpul, the whole world of needing to analyze things well, of being able to really work hard and develop certain kinds of principles, was never so critical in the world of Torah Eretz Yisrael. Because the world of Torah Eretz Yisrael, it was always very, very clear. It was just, I have a shy, I get an answer, I'm good to go. The world of Chutz La'aretz, it forced us, meaning the darkness is not a chisaron. The darkness is what allowed us. The darkness is what allowed us to be able to fight and to be able to make our way through and to be able to actually become more knowledgeable. In that sense, the Netziv is teaching us an amazing, you know, it's an amazing response. The question as to why can't the Gemara be clearer? So for the Netziv, part of the answer is, you're right. If the only goal was clarity, an answer in this case or that case, it would have been better to have a clear halakhic work that was written down. But part of what Talmud Bavli gave us, and part of what the mixture of all of those things are, is the need to dig a little bit, is the need to be able to say, I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to try to understand, and I'm going to do whatever I can to be able to break things down, to be able to ponder what's actually taking place, be able to get it in that kind of a way, in a very, very real way. But that's part of what a person can access. It's part of what can be present in many ways. So suggests the Netziv. It's a very different kind of model, but it's don't be frustrated that it's so hard. That is the Pesach to truly becoming great enough. That struggle and that fight is part of what forces a person to be able to, you know, to be good. So in a certain sense, if a person is born in a place and food is always given to them, they grow up and they the prince in the castle, and the food is given to them every single day, whatever they want, whenever they want. They always will eat well, and it will be very, very good. But the guy that's on his own a little bit, that's self-made, that had to learn how to go out there and make a living on his own, he will emerge somewhat stronger. He will have skills that the other person will never be able to have. He'll have skills the other person is never able to have. It's a huge piece of all of this. It's a huge piece of all of it. In a world sometimes which values clarity, peirush hadvarim, just tell me what to do. So part of Talmud Bavli is learn how to fight through a little bit. Learn how to make your way through. Learn how to understand well what's going on. And then how to have clarity that comes out of a mess. Be able to pull that together is where a person finds something special. There's a kasha asked by Chazal already. On Yalkut Shimoni, Chazal in a couple of places, which I think is a very intriguing one to ponder. Chazal wonder why the Torah was given. So the more famous question is, why was the Torah given in a midbar? A second question, which is very famous, why was the Torah given on Har Sinai? That's like when you're a kid in elementary school. We talk about Midrashim sometimes, you know, like Har Sinai. It's not the biggest of the mountains, you know, like that's that kind of a question. It gets very exciting. Chazal were actually bothered by a third question, not about Har Sinai and not about a midbar, but why it was given in Chutz La'aretz. L'chora, I would have thought the best place to give over the Torah would have been in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. On the most basic level, as the Pasuk says, as the Gemara notes in Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. Torah comes out of Yerushalayim. The Sanhedrin is in Yerushalayim. The headquarters of deepest Torah learning is in Yerushalayim. You can only fulfill all the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. And many of them, Yerushalayim is a great place to do it. The whole world of Karbano is taking place dafka there. So why is the Torah given in Chutz La'aretz? Why is the Torah given in Chutz La'aretz? There's a lot of very beautiful, very powerful, and very important answers that are given to that question. Personally, I always connect very much to an answer given by the Pizetzner in the Warsaw Ghetto, quoting from the Sefer Beis Aaron. This is in the Eish Kodesh, I believe in Parshas Yisro. Quotes from the Sefer Beis Aaron, an amazing, amazing insight, which is as follows. And this is this Torah. The Torah, the way I would say it's like this. The fact that Torah is given in Chutz La'aretz precludes a massive mistake that a person could make. It is, I think, this often this time of year when people are leaving yeshiva at the end of the year to go somewhere. It's one of the most important Torahs. A person could easily think that Torah can only be fulfilled under ideal circumstances. Again, think Warsaw Ghetto when he's giving this drasha. That Torah can only be fulfilled under the most ideal circumstances. Everything is perfect and everything is wonderful. When I'm in Eretz Yisrael and everything is okay and we have a degree of national, you know, sovereignty over the land and we can decide what we're going to do and we can build a mikdash and do whatever we want, that in that place I'd be able to keep Torah very, very well. But I could have made the mistake of thinking the second I leave Eretz Yisrael, the second that it's not as easy and not as simple, the second that we don't have control over Eretz Yisrael, the second we can't build a mikdash, that in that place we have no Yerushalayim, we don't have Yerushalayim the same way, no Torah can be kept. Says the Beis Aaron, is quoted again by the Pizetzner Neish Kodesh, that the reason why Torah is given in Chutz La'aretz is to convey a message, which is that Torah is relevant and can be relevant in every single location. There is nowhere where a person can't keep Torah. That, by the way, is why it's in the Midbar also. The Midbar is Hefker. There's nothing going on there. It is the least ideal place to be. There's no vegetation. There's nothing, nothing. There's no what? It's nothing. It's just the Midbar. It's the least ideal place to keep Torah mitzvos, and that we can keep it there, and Klal Yisrael begin their entrance into the world of Torah mitzvos by keeping it there. You can do it everywhere, including in the midbar. But none of that, as Nitziv clarifies right now, means that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah of Yerushalayim, is the Torah of the midbar or the Torah of Chutz La'aretz. They aren't the same. Torah's, the greatness of Torah is the capacity to be relevant in all of those locations. To be a Torah of Eretz Yisrael, which can work one way, and to be a Torah of Chutz La'aretz, which can work in a little bit of a different way. It is harder in a midbar to get by. It is. But it doesn't mean that a person who fights through isn't able to do it in a certain sense. In our world, we would point out that there are places in the Chutz La'aretz where it's very, very easy and places where it's harder. In Eretz Yisrael, there are places where it's easier and places where it is harder. The model of Torah can thrive everywhere. Sometimes Torah grows in ideal circumstances, and sometimes it's dafka in less ideal circumstances, where the Nativ reminds us the Torah which gets produced, it will not be the Torah of clarity the same way, at least to start. It will not be the Torah of Klal, of being able to get a broad overview. It is the Torah of Chutz La'aretz, though. And there can be a Torah which comes when things are forced to grow in less fertile ground. It's a Torah that is where it starts off less clear, and we work hard, and we clarify, and we're able to extract principles and yesodos that can answer halachic questions which come up. It doesn't stay a mess. We fight through it, and we emerge. But that's why dafka, you'll find sometimes people who are able to thrive in those circumstances, and then they end up going in less than ideal places where I wouldn't have thought it would be the most fertile ground, and dafka in that place, they're able to be as even more successful. We quote sometimes that the Ktzos said apparently about himself. He wrote a couple svarim. He compared the Ktzos and the Avnei Miluim. Ostensibly, they should be of equal popularity. They are essentially the same work. The Ktzos is just on Shulchan Aruch Chosh and Mishpat. The Avnei Miluim is on Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer. There's no reason why one is per se much more popular than the other, but it's not true. And the Torah and the Ktzos is a more popular work than is Avnei Miluim. It just is. And the Ktzos apparently said the reason why that's so is because the Ktzos he wrote when he was already a little bit, he was really incredibly, incredibly poor. That was a Torah that was very, very hard to fight through. Now, the Milum is already a little bit more financially comfortable. That sometimes in that place of challenge, in that place of hardship, the Torah which gets produced is a different kind of Torah. It's a different kind of Torah. There's something about that. It doesn't mean it's as easy. It doesn't mean it's as simple. It doesn't mean it's as clear. But it is through that place that a person is able to emerge, to cultivate, and to build a variety of muscles that otherwise a person would not be able to attain. There's something about that that is wildly, wildly important. There's a Torah of Eretz Yisrael and a Torah of Chutz Laaretz. Both Torahs are critical, and both Torahs matter, and both Torahs can move us. But the mistake is assuming that if it's not, doesn't look like Eretz Yisrael's Torah, which is higher. Avira de'arem machim in Torah, ketorah de'arzal, ki mitzion teitzei Torah. But none of that means that when a person is sitting down in that darkness of Talmud Bavli, says Netziv and Kidmas HaEmek, that in that place a person can gain greater clarity. That in that place you can't be forced to fight and to gain and to show and develop certain skills that a person never knew they had. It's an amazing thing that people, I think, don't note often enough. There are many people, it's going to be surprising a little bit. There are people that learn better when they stop being in yeshiva. That transition for many people from yeshiva to work. I speak not about this stage, but about you know, whatever years from now. When a person finishes university or college and they start working, there are a lot of people that you will talk to, and it's surprising. There are some that's obviously a hard transition learning-wise. They feel a certain drop because they have less time and less singular focus. There are people you will meet sometimes that will be able to say, yeshiva was nice and learning was good, but it is dafka through. Once I started working, my learning became a different kind of learning. Because in the midst of that Torah, in the ground which wasn't as fertile, in a place that was not able to be what I ideally want, it is in that place that a person can tap into it, can grow and emerge and actually become very, very successful. Very, very successful. Sometimes it's dafka in those moments when it's harder. It's dafka in moments when it's more challenging and you fight through, says Netziv, then you'll gain real clarity. Not yes or no clarity, but underlying principles and yesodos. You'll be get certain insight that can be wildly, wildly important. Have a wonderful rest of your day.